government-aided schools in the city, Soroti, are facing challenges registering learners in Education Management Information System, the EMIS, mainly due to limited information provided by parents. According to the city education authorities, every learner is now required to be registered in the EMIS, making it a mandatory system for all the schools. The digital platform is used by the Ministry of Education and Sports to collect and manage education data, including the number of learners in each school. Speaking to our reporter, Simon Opolot, Soroti City Inspector of Schools, says many schools are struggling to complete registration because parents are not providing necessary details about their children.
It's a system which allows one student to be given what they call the learner identification number. It's through the system. Then, of course, through that, all learners uploaded to the system. Because ministry needs to know how many learners are in every school and in the system. This helps government in the planning purposes. Because we find that at times, ministry wants to budget, but the data, the enrollments in schools are not there. So through the system, you find that it's easier for the ministry to track them. Because we've been having a challenge with that in the private schools, we decided as a department, together with the ME support officer, who has been sent to the region, to train all the directors and head teachers of private schools on how to navigate the MIS system. So at beginning of this time, we want them to enroll children in the system for purpose of planning.
While meeting head teachers at Pioneer Primary School, Soroti City Education Officer Michael Obia called on school administrators to intensify efforts in ensuring all learners are captured in the MIS database. He also urged parents to closely work with the guardians to closely work with the schools to collect the required information and complete the registration process. Alfred Enyedo, the head teacher at Kichinjaji Primary School, reveals only a small fraction of the learners have so far been entered into the system, saying that out of the 990 learners in the school, less than 200 learners have been successfully registered into the system. The education officials are now calling on parents to cooperate with schools through providing accurate information about children to ensure that the exercise is completed in time. Failure to do so could affect school funding and effective planning of the education service.